Hello and welcome to the Euronumeric podcast. Today we catch up with Dr. Melissa Siegel, who runs our migration and development research theme. She explains her priorities, partners and expected impacts in our migration and development research.
So as research leader of the migration and development research theme, we have some very specific types of goals that we are looking at. The research theme in general and the group really looks at the causes and the consequences of migration with a general focus on international migration, but we also do look at internal migration in some instances. We're looking not only at the positive effects, but also the negative effects of migration that can happen both on the host country and on the origin country. Next to that, we also focus on a lot of very policy relevant areas. The group in general looks a lot at different types of return migration, at diaspora issues, at how diaspora can also affect development in the origin country, and more generally, the linkages and the synergies between both migration and development. We look at things, for instance, also with regard to the left behind, women left behind, men left behind, children, elderly, to look at those kinds of consequences also of international migration. Because, of course, we know that there can be both positive and negative effects of international migration. Now, we also hope that the work that we do will go into the greater work, literature, body of work on the linkages between migration and development and the causes and consequences. And we hope that this will also be used, or we target for this to also not only be used by the academic community, but also by policymakers, practitioners, international organizations, and we regularly work with these different groups.
Examples?
So, for instance, we not only do research, impact evaluations, all these kinds of things for international organizations like UNHCR, the International Organization for Migration, UNICEF, etc., etc. We also do much of our work for different governments. We've done a lot of work for the Dutch Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Development Cooperation, where we look at effects of migration in specific different types of origin countries. So we do have a global focus. We work all around the world, and we not only look at the actual consequences, but we look at policy formation and projects that are also done in different countries and whether or not those are working effectively.
It's not just research, though, it's training as well.
Absolutely. So we have several different training components. We have training for more traditional students and non-traditional students. We do have a master's program in public policy and human development where we have a specialization in migration studies, so that's a key component. We also have a migration management diploma program that is targeted towards policymakers and practitioners working in the field. That is also a residential program for 3 months. Next to that, we have several online courses in migration studies, so introduction to migration studies, migration and remittance effects, comparative migration policies, et cetera, which are part-time courses that are also focused on people who are often already working in the field and would like to top up their knowledge. We also do several tailor-made trainings. So we are sometimes asked to specifically target a type of training to also a very specific group. So recently we were also doing a training for the Iranian government and UNICEF, for instance, in Iran on poverty measurement and analysis, specifically looking at immigrant children in Iran. So we do actually a wide range and variety of things. We also have a large number of publications. We try to make everything available that we are allowed to make available online. So we have a number of working papers, policy briefs that are also there to be more accessible to the community. We also have a number of events that we regularly hold, which you can also find on our website, conferences, workshops, policy debates that are regularly going on here also.
Melissa, thank you.
Thank you.